With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting you can ring in the new year with lower prices at the pump.
American drivers can expect lower motor fuel costs for a second straight year in 2024 as a jump in global refining capacity and a surplus in U.S. gasoline stocks drive down retail prices. The U.S. national average retail gasoline price could drop by 13 cents next year to $3.38 a gallon. That's according to price tracker GasBuddy.com's annual outlook. The U.S. Energy Information Administration is expecting a bigger 17-cent drop in next year's average pump price, according to its latest short-term forecast. Bill Alexander, Washington.
Ohio's Republican governor has vetoed legislation that would have barred sex change operations and hormone treatments for minors. Governor Mike DeWine tells the Ohio Channel the bill essentially claims the state knows better than a child's parents.
While there are rare times in the law, in other circumstances, where the state overrules the medical decisions made by the parents, I can think of no example where this is done, where it is not only against the decision of the parents, but also against the medical judgment of the treating physician and against the judgment of the treating team of medical experts.
At the same time, DeWine says he's ordering steps be taken to prohibit gender-related surgical interventions before age 18. The GOP-dominated legislature is considering a veto override. A federal judge has temporarily blocked an Iowa law banning some sexually oriented books from school libraries and forbidding teachers from discussing LGBTQ issues. The law bans books depicting sex acts from school libraries and classrooms. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 20 points, the Nasdaq dropping 83. This is SRN News. The persecution of Christians around the world increased in 2023, and most experts think it'll happen again in the new year. But Jeff King of International Christian Concern says there's a silver lining.
The more they try to strangle the church, all they do is they're sharpening the blade. They create a more potent church that spreads, and that eventually, just like you see in the days of Rome, that eventually hollows out the kingdom and takes it over.
And he's seen this process close up.
One of the strongest churches I've been to nationally is Cuba, and all the decades of oppression and the murder of the pastors, it did nothing but to sharpen the church and to make it such an incredible force for God. That's the hidden story, I think, in all of persecution.
In fact, many embattled Christians in foreign lands tell Americans not to pray for an end to the persecution, but rather that they can remain faithful through it. More available at persecution.org. This is SRN News. The U.S. military has launched its secret space plane on another mission that's expected to last at least a couple of years.
Known as the X-37B, the mini space shuttle blasted off from NASA's Kennedy Space Center Thursday aboard a SpaceX rocket. The Space Force's reusable robotic craft is only carrying classified experiments, no humans on board. It's the seventh flight since its debut in 2010. Altogether, the program's logged more than a decade in orbit, the last mission lasting 2.5 years. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum has declared a statewide emergency because of an ice storm that felled power poles and lines, leaving more than 20,000 without power. Burgum will ask President Biden to declare a disaster so that the state can receive federal aid. The ice storm that struck this week also shut down segments of interstate highways in that state. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.